This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Another boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Another boardwalk.
I love James. He gives me the cue as he knows I'm about to sneeze. Thank you, James. We can go to the boardwalk. Boardwalk! How many of you remember this song fondly? Summer's past, summer's gone by. Well, why not? Still enjoy the thing. The fact that music like this goes on forever, you know, some music is memorable and sticks around. Like there were some tunes from the 40s. I don't know if there's much before that in terms of popular music that you can, reference and hear, and most people would know. Maybe not James's era, though, right? Maybe if I think of Moonlight Serenade, does that ring a bell with anybody beside me?
Not with me.
No, I'm sure of that.
No? But, hum it? Maybe we know it.
All right, so James, find Moonlight. I can't sing it or hum it.
On it.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, sometimes the original song of things stands the test of time where covers don't even touch it.
Yes, that's so true.
When Bette Midler redid Under the Boardwalk, what was it, for Beaches?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That one, she got a pass for that. That one was good.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. And then you, if you hear that one, it's, you know, that's a, that's what I'm talking about. Hold on to that. And by the way, speaking of holding on to things, got a good deal for you right now. If you are interested in going to Las Vegas for a couple of nights and not having to pay for a couple of nights in Las Vegas, I would suggest you call 800-419-DOUG right now. Why wait? Right? Pick up the phone, 800-419-3684, and get two free nights in Vegas. 800-419-DOUG. It's the easiest thing ever. There's no questions. You got to pick up the, you don't have to be call or anything. Two nights in Las Vegas, no purchase necessary, 800-419-3684. So you say, what's the catch? Well, I think that the 541 Travels people will explain the whole thing. But why not take a shot at two free nights in Vegas, right? Here you go. The number again, 800-419-DOUG. Call at any time. And you got two free nights in Las Vegas. 800-419-3684. It'll be interesting to hear some of the experiences. Share, if you will, on our social media what the story is, how is it getting into that mode. And I think you've posted the info on our website and our social pages as well, Jen. Have you, Jay, have you not?
I have. They're on all of the socials and on the website. Go to gooddayshow.com.
Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Stefanari, you got the music. James, hit it.
I stand at your gate.
There it is, the melody.
And da, the da, song da, that I da, sing da, is
da, 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 da.
I stand and I wait.
You recognize it?
No.
Uh-oh. Oh, well.
Anybody else?
Nope. Point made. Moonlight. The moonlight reminds me of you. All right. So enough of that. July 3rd.
The view of me?
Yeah. Here's a heart-stopping video showing a six-year-old boy falling from a zip line after his harness failed. The boy fell 40 feet. But fortunately, it was into a lake, so he didn't get hurt.
Wow.
But think about that. You're the parent, and you're watching this. The video shows the fall, shows the zip line slowing down. The boy's family said that he's fine.
He walked away
frightened.
From this.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
A traumatic experience, but walked away from this, uninjured, a 40-foot drop.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now here's a, not necessarily a counter to this, a amusement park. This is something everybody has seen. The amusement park down in North Carolina, the crack in the support beam of the roller coaster.
That is insane. Yes.
Everybody has seen this. This whole place shut down. The website advertises the ride as the tallest, fastest, longest giga coaster in North America, crosses into both North Carolina and South Carolina. The video of the ride shows the beam bending, the top of it visibly detached. Good God, these people are like, I don't understand.
What's insane is that it took somebody to point it out to them.
Right.
They didn't see the
They don't have anybody inspecting it? What do you think is going to, you have a one lawsuit and it shuts the place down and you're out of business. That's it. One. It's all you need. Something like this. Like, these characters that are advertising. Jennifer, did you see this? We were talking about this earlier. There are ads for the next ride down to the Titanic. The same company is advertising for $250,000. You, too, can go down and see this.
Surely it couldn't happen twice.
No. And surely nobody's heard about what happened. And the line? Ay, 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 ay.
Look, where would we be without an explorer adventurer spirit, I suppose? But
yeah, I think that's important for us to have. Yeah, there's no question about that. But the other side of it is where I just think,
nope.
I don't know.
Look, we don't all have to go, thank God.
No, but I just think that it's... I was just reading something about the online game platform Roblox. You know anything about that?
Roblox.
Okay, what is that about? What are they? Why are people so obsessed with this thing? Especially,
I don't know anything
teenagers.
About it. I just know kids love to play it.
What are you talking about? The kids that are that you're closest to?
Yeah,
they playing it?
They love to play it. Yeah.
Really? Do you, Jennifer? I mean, Jay. Do you know anything about it?
Pretty much the same with Jen. Kids love it. I'm not super familiar with it.
I know.
James? It's something where you can build stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So it's an open source engine, and so people can make their own games within the game, and that's why
like
kids...
Like, what would they do? What kind of a game? What are you talking about?
They've made hide-and-seek games. They've made cops and robbers types of games. They've made their own original games. Just like little fun stuff that that kids can get into without having to buy an actual game. You know what I'm saying? And it's very stripped down, basic, rather than like an actual
company. What's the danger? What are people concerned about? The effects of... There are a lot of people who think that this thing should be... it should be age-sensitive like movies.
It's typically aimed towards kids. That's how it started. It was aimed towards kids. Now, I know that recently they started to say that, hey, we're going to start introducing mature content because the kids have grown up and they're still playing it. But then there's still the little kids that are playing, and it's like,
well,
okay,
there's
who are you pandering
to? There's some porn involved in this, and apparently it is not discriminating as to who sees it. If I'm reading correctly what's going on some of these dating apps and gaming platform.
Right. Well, there's also the predator aspect where people can pretend to be
kids
because you can connect with each other. Right. The only thing the most I know about Roblox is the one story of the mom who had asked her child to, when she got home from school, pull the lasagna out of the freezer so that it could start thawing so that when her mom gets home, puts it in the oven, and then her daughter, when she's trying to check up on it to see if her daughter did it, her daughter's not answering her phone, so the mom hacks into Roblox, finds her daughter in the game, and then tells her, hey, go get the stuff out of the freezer.
How does she know that the daughter is at Roblox?
Because she knows her daughter is obsessed with Roblox and was always playing
it. Wow, this
is so when she couldn't get a hold of her, she went into Roblox.
Think about that word. Think about that word, obsessed. What do you like? And these screens, I can see youngsters who are obsessed by anything that's on a screen. It's like a magnet.
Yep.
Distracting you from
anything. And it's designed for
them.
You know, it always freaks me out when a 2-year-old can pick up an iPhone and use it better than, like, a 55-year-old. Because it's, like, so intuitively built.
Yeah, right.
And that they just understand.
There's no harm in that.
They didn't have to relearn anything.
Yeah.
No. So, is there a need to shield children from possible content? Is this something that is, we're not, is like artificial intelligence, we're so behind the eight ball? Somebody made this thing, and now it's out there. I have never heard of it until I just looked at the information.
It's been around a long time.
Yeah.
Has it?
It's been around since I've been a kid, yeah.
Really?
Well, but also as adults and parents, be engaged in what your children are doing, because there are predators that can hide in any corner, anywhere online, social media, these kind of games. It's just one of those things that it's important to talk to your child about a lot of this stuff and help them to be aware, but still be engaged with what they're doing, because they might miss something that you would know.
Well, you'd know that they were missing something. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, like a young child, even if you have them aware of the stranger danger kind of stuff online, they still may believe that a predator is an actual child, even though you've made them aware of things where if you are engaged in what they are doing, you would identify something that your child missed because they don't have the brain development that we would hope an adult would have.
Training capability. Yeah.
All right, let's get the code word Doug in use for Balance 7, Jennifer. You're the outside expert, I'm the inside. No, the other way around. You're the inside expert, I'm the outside expert. I like my smooth skin, which you can get with Balance 7, which is the same as what the Balance 7 does for inside, which is what? How are you doing?
Okay, so here's the thing. If you're feeling like you have a lot of, like, heartburn, or maybe you're feeling indigestion, maybe you're feeling like you're not sleeping as well, maybe you feel like you have brain fog, when you take 3 sips of Balance 7 every single day, you start to feel better. You notice your sleep improves. You have less joint pain. The heartburn is the thing I notice. It goes away immediately if you get that from eating tomatoes or whatever it is that's got that acid in it, because it dilutes the acid buildup in your body and brings you back to the perfect 7, which is where you want to be on the pH scale. And it just, it helps all around in making yourself feel better. Plus, it unlocks your immune system because it's not dealing with all the stuff going on in your gut, and health starts there. And you're able to deal with all the yucky stuff that floats around in the air that we're all susceptible to. So,
you know, you shouldn't soft pedal every bit of health starts in your gut. If you don't have a healthy gut, you won't have a strong immune system. You will be, laissez-faire. You'll be lethargic. You won't have any energy. And that's why when people say they feel healthier and they're better with Balance 7, is because it's neutralized the acidity and the alkalinity in
What's really cool is that they will let you try it for 3 days. If you don't like it, you don't notice the change, you can get your money back. You don't even have to send back the product. So why not?
800-793-9039. Use the code word Doug. 800-793-9039.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Precious ladies, you would put 3 small states in.
One continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy, Febreze, la 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 la.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now, 23 after the hour, thoughts and beliefs are key here on the Good Day program. It's time for a social media check-in on celebrity news that is trending. And one of the, when I think about names, Taylor Swift comes up, and Britney Spears comes up, and the Kardashians come up. So I guess it's time for us to spend some time with one of the Kardashians. So which one will it be? Aha! You'll have to wait for a moment. And then I will illuminate. Is that, did I say illuminate or illuminate? Illuminate.
Illuminate. Where's it close? Shine some light.
Yes, shine some light on which Kardashian ends the spelling of the name with I-A-N. Right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Alright, so what's going on with the Kardashians? Cars for kids, remember they were the K, cars of the kids. Well, K, Kim Kardashian, and yes, they're Armenian and their names end with I-A-N. She has revealed that failing the baby bar three times helped her oldest daughter, Northwest, relate to her on a new level. So what would that be? She's 42.
That's really sweet.
How old is Northwest?
North is 10.
North.
I think it's one of those things that children don't see their parents as people who have emotions, who have complex lives. They are just, I mean, they're their parents until they reach a certain age. And when Kim was studying for the baby bar, her daughter didn't exactly understand why she was studying so hard. But then to see her fail three times and cry because of it, it kind of... It was her daughter, North, when she has attacks and she gets anxieties or she fails and she feels bad, and seeing her mom go through that and then seeing her mom on the flip side cry from tears of joy after passing the baby bar, finally realizing how much it actually meant to her. And it was one of those relatable experiences that I think at a certain point in time, up until maybe more recently, parents shielded their own children from their own emotions.
Their defeats. Well, yeah. Their defeats, too.
Well,
she's trying to pass the California bar. And you said it was the first year in college, passing every year there's a different step, right? Moving up. So she's trying to become a lawyer.
Yeah, and she failed the baby bar 3 times, so it took her a while to get it. But it's one of those things of it leading by example. And if you try to tell your children how to handle disappointment and defeat and how to really handle emotions, it's more difficult than showing them firsthand how you handle disappointment. And that disappointment is okay.
You know what I'm having a hard time with? The Kardashians were at a Red Lobster.
Oh, yeah?
Huh? This is important. She breaks down in she's sitting in a Red Lobster parking lot. That's what I was thinking to myself, well, why wouldn't they go to a Red Lobster? But yet, then think about who goes to a Red Lobster. And I don't know that I used to go every once in a while. I don't think they're as good as they used to be.
Oh, Beyonce has a song about taking Jay-Z to Red Lobster.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Very interesting. It's kind of like going to Boston Market, I guess, much as anything else. It used to be, because they're all closed like Bed Bath & Beyond now. But, all right. So an interesting visualization, thanks to using good words here on Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Police in 2 states are investigating weekend mass shootings. In Maryland, 2 people were killed and 28 others wounded when multiple suspected gunmen opened fire at a block party in South Baltimore. Meanwhile, a shooting at a Wichita, Kansas nightclub left several people injured early Sunday morning, and one suspect is in custody. Authorities in Baltimore are asking for the help of the public for finding whoever is responsible for the deadly shooting in Charm City. Parts of the United States are at risk for more severe weather today. The National Weather Service issued hazardous weather alerts for more than 100 million Americans during the extended holiday weekend. Heavy rain flooded the streets in Chicago and areas in Kentucky yesterday. Thunderstorms may develop across the Mid-Atlantic region and portions of the northern Great Plains today. Also, excessive heat warnings are in effect across the south, where temperatures could approach 110 degrees in some places. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
And the winner is everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts. 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today. 855-999-3684 for Good Day.
This is a summertime song, but when people hear it, all they think of is Al Gore. For whatever the reason, this was his theme song when he was running for president, I think. The Macarena. Welcome to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. The Good Day download every day available for people to catch up on what we are talking about on the air. A whole is certainly our dozens of different things we touch on every day. We have not shied away from talking about the Titan submersible and what rot that brought, if you will. The Delta flight that were down without having a landing gear in the front. That was pretty interesting. But mostly our focus the last few days has been on Independence Day, the holiday celebrations, what you're doing, what you need to be keep in mind for your health and well-being during all of this. Certainly our food, farm, and family focus, discussing many of the things. For example, we're talking about applesauce and the recall of applesauce. Get the details on that at foodfarmfamily.com. The Good Day download available with, you go to gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So help yourself. All these things are there to help you figure out what's going on, help you focus what your thoughts are, what your beliefs are. I think that we are all here to help. That's my philosophy of life, frankly. But that doesn't mean it has to be everybody else's. You create your own reality, whatever you want. And your expectations sometimes are built on either what you've been around or what you're thinking. Maybe you're trying to improve your life, manage whatever your thoughts are. And that's why I have Mary O'Malley, who is our spiritualist counselor, believer in some of the finer things in life, is going to join us in a few moments to give us some really interesting things to think about. Food for thought here on Good Day. Here's something to think about. Today is International Plastic Bag Free Day. That is a time to, you know, when you think about all the products that only get used once. Really, think about all of the things that we use. Plastic became cheap and a plentiful resource, so we just started using them and throwing them away and not thinking about the consequences. And I'm not here to make you feel guilty. I'm just here to make you think. Plastic bags, plastic bottles, the stuff that is not really good when the sun hits it, creates all kinds of chemical changes in it. And so now we have such it's everywhere. It's getting reused. I don't think there's any need. It's kind of like steel these days. You don't really need to make any steel. You just take apart the things that have become obsolete and use the steel over again. Hopefully that's what's going on with plastic bags as well and plastic bottles. I'm not here to lecture you. I will tell you what I think. You can do what you think you ought to do. There certainly are a lot of safer alternatives, though, when it comes to plastic bags. I don't use bags at all unless I absolutely have. You go to a convenience store, you get something. I had when I was traveling yesterday, I stopped at one of the roadside joints, and I got a sandwich. And the guy said, "You want it in a bag?" I said, "No, why do I need it in a bag? I'm going to eat it. I'm not saving it." And they looked at me strangely. I just think using bags for little things is, and it's just something we have done automatically, right? So maybe you give it some thought here and there, and hopefully you've got something in your mind or hopefully in your head that will lead you to doing something that's smart. Speaking of something that's smart, this is something very cool. Already getting a lot of reaction to the two free nights in Las Vegas. All you have to do is call 800-419-DOUG, 800-419-3684, and yes, no hitches, no nothing, two free nights. There are a lot of things, information that come with this, and I think you will probably like what you hear as you sound out this trip. Two free nights, 800-419-DOUG, two free nights in Vegas. Okay, 800-419-3684. You should call right now while you're thinking about it.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe
severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Now 42 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm joined by Mary O'Malley, who is a very intuitive person, a very positive thinker, and I think I need some help, Mary.
Okay.
Well, we were just laughing off the air about James and his language and how that sets me off every once in a while, because it just is, it isn't about him so much as people who just are so careless and casual about things. And so then standards just will, do we need standards? Do we need new standards? Do we stick with the old standards? What are the standards? Maybe better, the question that this begs for me anyway is mores, the kind of thinking that is, that's ethical. Much than anything else. It isn't, I mean, using bad language isn't unethical, but you think about all the stuff going on in the world and the people who are corrupt and how they keep stretching all the rules. And a rule is a rule. Does it make a difference whether it's a rule, thou shalt not steal, those sorts of Ten Commandments? I don't even think people pay any attention to those anymore, do they? What do you find in your circle? People
well, it's okay to steal up to $900 and some odd apparently in California.
Yeah, California, so. Right? Yeah, right. So what is that? That's a perfect example.
Yeah.
How do you teach people what's right and wrong? Well, it's gradient levels of what's right and wrong. You can steal, but don't steal anything that's worth over $1,000. I was going to say who thinks that way. Apparently, a lot of people think that way.
Well, it's more about they just don't want to. This is too much to have to prosecute all the time. So they just don't want to do their job for the little stuff,
a little bit here, a little bit there.
It's insidious,
Right. Exactly. And so anyway, I remember talking to you once about relationships and why it is that people who are strong, have a strong sense of self, a strong sense of, in this case, I'm just talking about the relativity of doing what's right because it's right, and why people like that never seem to have good relationships. Do you think that it's because they're too precise? What happens to people who come to you and people come to you, Mary O'Malley at psychicscout.com. And I think you're also starting a new podcast. You have Mary.
Right.
What are you doing? Let me make sure I get this in before we run out of time or I get so sidetracked that we don't have time to talk about this podcast. What are you focusing on?
I'm focusing on folks who have a psychic or paranormal experience because pretty much everybody does, but nobody wants to talk about it or they don't have a safe place to talk about it. So the podcast is going to be a forum for that, where we not only talk about what happened, but maybe why, explain it, what's going on, The thing is, it happens differently to everybody also. So one person has it this way, and the other person says, oh, well, mine wasn't that because it was different. Mm-hmm. And so I really want to showcase how, you know, we all have that sixth sense. And I've talked about it how many times, Doug? And it's like
every time we're together.
Yeah, let's talk about it out loud. What happened with you? What happened with you? What happened with you? So it's an opportunity for people to ask, you know, what was this? You know, when this happened, what does that mean?
How do we make this right, though, Mary, in terms of, you know, as well as I do, and this is where the conspiratorialist charges come in, but I think you're on the same page as I am, where the news media, the government doesn't want you to know or doesn't want you to think about these things, so they do their best to poo-poo them. It's even more, it's stronger than that. Now, it's pretty darn outrageous how you are pushed off of the center of the stage, if you will. You're marginalized, but the list keeps getting bigger and growing. Those people who believe that we're all being duped. I am one of those, and I've thought that from the beginning. Does that mean I'm nuts? What does that mean?
No, I think we all have a sixth sense, honestly, that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we not only don't know, but we're being told we don't get to do that. We don't get to know that. You know, what we do behind your back is none of your business. You elected us. Trust us. Really?
No, thanks.
And everything is a spin. Everything is a spin.
Everything.
If you made a
right.
mistake, you don't dare say I'm sorry, because then you're going to get slammed, because that means you actually did it. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
One of the great purveyors of that, Bill O'Reilly, who used to call his program the No Spin Zone, it was every word that came out of his mouth was a spin.
Yes.
And so people, it's like Fox News, fair and balanced. It's not fair and balanced. Mm-hmm. Maybe it balances off some of the bad stuff on the other side, and maybe that's why it has relativity. Maybe you look at some like CNN and the garbage that they spew, and so the fair and balanced thing to do is to present the other side with the same attitudinal garbage. And so, you know,
but it doesn't do us any good.
No.
You know, as we're looking to the media to show us the truth. But it depends on their own truth. It's personal instead of just factual.
So how do you help people as a spiritualist, as a conversationalist, as someone who's a consultant, in a sense, and a counselor? How do you help people find that middle?
Yeah, you know, it's so unique to everybody. Number one, to just take a deep breath. Stop looking for somebody to crucify, and just do what's in front of you. Just live your life. You know, I listen to the news once in a while, but mostly I've stopped listening to it.
Yeah, it's not the news.
It's get depressed.
Yeah,
it's depressing. So
and it's controlling.
Just take a deep breath.
That's what it is
controlling.
Controlling. It's a way of people using fear gets people in line. And so then you don't ask the questions. That's why I like, this is a plug for News Nation. That's a new national network on the old WGN Chicago platform, where there are people who present the stories, and they will confront both sides. And the spin, I suppose, is that we're telling you what's actually going on. We don't bring in a lot of people who say, this is what that means. No, these are the stories, and these are the facts. Those are the hardest things for people to deal with sometimes, because they don't know the difference between the truth and facts. You find
it's
that
kind of boring, you know, when you get down to it. It's not sensational. It's not selling, you know, commercials. So regular life is just sort of, you know.
All right, so let's find out about your new podcast and how can people connect to you to put the pieces together for this podcast.
They can send me an email at metapsy.podcast@gmail.com.
metapsy podcast. Now, wait a minute. Got to do the dot.
Podcast.
Metapsy. It'll take a few visits for us to get this right.
metapsy.
podcast@gmail.com. Barry O'Malley here on Good Day at 10 before the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
That's either the theme to a big movie or to a big announcement for the new brand of car. In this case, it is a big theme to a big movie franchise. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, for Movie Moments on this 3rd of July. We'll talk about the Arizona Jones. Good, Doug. He's moved from Indiana to Arizona. It's Arizona Jones in the movie theater. Okay.
I want to talk about that second because I got a chance to see Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. But the reason we play that theme, Doug, is this day in movie history, July 3rd, 1985, a movie called Back to the Future opens nationwide, released by Universal Pictures. I'll tell you the difference between that and movies released today. They were not sure where this movie would go. I mean, movies were not force-fed down the throat of the American or international public like they are now. So that's really, in some ways, Back to the Future became what they call a sleeper hit. It just had legs and legs and legs and legs and lasted all summer into the winter, became the top grossing movie of that year. An amazing pairing by chance of Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd, one of the great screen teams, I think, of all time. Spawned two sequels, great trilogy. Back to the Future, this day, July 3rd, 1985, Doug.
All right, so let's talk about Indiana Jones.
Okay.
And the destiny of...
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I had a buddy text me on Friday who I've been doing another radio spot with a long time, and he's a big indie fan, and like a lot of people, didn't like the last installment, but surprisingly sent me a text that he loved this installment, thought it was a good script, thought Harrison Ford was terrific, so on and so forth. So I went to see it yesterday. The movie does have issues. Having said that,
why do you start with it has issues?
Well,
when
it does.
Issues for somebody like you who looks at every frame, but for the average person who just goes to be entertained, they're not going to sit there. Wow, look at that frame! Look at that. That guy's got a pimple on his face. Nah.
No. I never analyze like that. I just think. Here's the thing. For people who want to make comparisons, is this even remotely as good as any of the first three in the franchise, which is Raiders, Temple of Doom, and Last Crusade? Here's my answer to that question. You can't, there's no comparison because Harrison Ford was one of the best looking screen actors in his prime in that period of his life. He's an 80-year-old man. The movie plays it very honest, Doug. It's directed by James Mangold, who did Logan and Ford Ferrari. It's not Spielberg, although Spielberg is one of the producers.
Why didn't Spielberg direct it, do you suppose?
I don't know the answer. Well, I would say that after Crystal Skull, they probably were like up in the air on the scripting, and he just probably felt, I'll leave well enough alone. So Mango comes in. He's a solid director. I think this movie works on a completely different level than the first three, and it's basically very reflective of the character, both the character of Indiana Jones and Harrison Ford as the actor, now 80 on screen. I think general audiences will like this movie. The last half hour, Doug, to me was fascinating. It takes the character into a place that I thought was really super interesting and actually appropriate. The last 5 minutes of this movie, I would use the word very, very, very reflective. A little bit sad, not in the way you think I'm going to say it, but it emphasizes the reality of Indy is now old. His adventures are basically over. It reflects on that. So general audiences who grew up on the original trilogy, I think will get a lot out of this from a different point of view, not the point of view of the nonstop action of the first three movies.
Very, very good. And I haven't seen it. I wanted to see it last night. I was going, but I didn't have.
Yeah.
My day fell apart, so I couldn't. But that's a very, very concise.
I mean, there's a scene in this movie, in the first act, Doug, where Ford's in his apartment, and there's a prologue before the movie starts. It's like the 15-minute flashback scene where they de-age Indy. I got to tell you, they could have removed that scene in its entirety and cut the running time a little and just started off with Ford in present day Indy in his apartment, because it's a really good scene. And you see him, he gets up out of a chair, he's got no shirt on, and you know, to see an 80-year-old man who we know is Indy in his prime get up with no shirt, he looks good, but it does show he's not a kid, he's far from a kid.
Right.
They don't hide that at all where they did in Crystal Skull. It is what it is. Here's Indy, he's 80 years old, this is his story, and this is how it wraps.
All right.
It's interesting stuff. I recommend it if you're an indie fan.
Go see it. I'm going to maybe see it today if I get a chance. All right, Chucker, thank you.
Chuck Curry
here with us on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.